Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in all over North America. My people at work, my people at home, my people on the roads, the highways, the byways, delivering goods, products, people. If you are, listen to this English, if you are a people in the back of an Uber or a Lyft or one of these other services, be a good people, be a good person. Tip the driver if they're driving good. If you got beef with them, if your driver sucks right now, then don't tip them at all. Anyway, I don't want y'all having a beef in a car. Just be nice to each other, okay? That's it. Take some JR wisdom from me. I'm going to be here with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every single weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can always tune in on the free Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. We got hundreds. We got people listening all over North America from Pittsburgh to Detroit to here in Atlanta. What's up all my folks on 92.9 The Game? My folks in Dallas, my folks in Houston, in San Diego, in Vegas, Seattle, Vancouver, everywhere. Minnesota, I appreciate you. We've already had a busy night. Thank you so much to Earl Boykins, Denver Nuggets legend, for joining us last hour. 5'5", 13 seasons in the NBA, getting buckets. Appreciate the words, appreciate the insights on everything from Calvin Booth to Carmelo Anthony to Nikola Jokic. Thank you so much. And how about this? In about 20 minutes from now, for my boxing fans out there, it was announced recently that we have a mega fight coming up in the welterweight division. We have two undefeated fighters. Errol Spence Jr., who has three welterweight belts, is going to take on Terrence Crawford, who holds one of the welterweight belts. This is going to be a unification fight. And we got two dudes here who are still in their prime and still at the peak and at the top of their game. And so we will talk to Errol Spence Jr. in about 20 minutes about this fight, which is going to go down July 29th at T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. So if you're looking for a big fight weekend, you want to go to Vegas and get into something, go check out Errol Spence Jr. and Terrence Crawford. We'll talk to Errol Spence Jr. in about 20 minutes from now. Throughout the course of the night, this just took place a few minutes ago, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, they could not get the job done and go up 3-0 here against the Florida Panthers. The Panthers come back and win in overtime, the final score 3-2. They make the series now 2-1. They have an opportunity to tie it up on Saturday night. So the Golden Knights, instead of being up 3-0, they're only up 2-1. We talked about everything going on in Miami with the sports scene right now. The Heat, the Panthers, you got Messi. Dalvin Cook is soon to be a former Minnesota Viking. He wants to go to Miami to play for the Dolphins. We talked about LIV Golf and the PGA. Greg Norman says LIV is not going anywhere. We learned that Tyler Hero, he is not going to play in Game 4 on Friday night of the NBA Finals. And we got so much more to do. But before we do anything, I want you to hear this. Right before we went to break, tonight, game three, Stanley Cup Finals. It finished. And we heard the final calls, and I had to say to myself, why are both of them from both the Golden Knights and the Panthers, why are they all excited? I don't get it. But before we do that, I want you to listen to the goal that tied them up 2-2 in the third period. It's everybody's favorite sucker puncher, Matthew Tkachuk. He tied it up 2-2 in the third period. This is courtesy of the Panthers Radio Network.
Over on the far side, it was Hague trying to clear. Barkov kept it in. Verhaeghe, right point backhand, long shot, and a save made by Hill. The turnaround follow-up from Bennett blocked. Ekblad near point. Looks across. Big drive, Verhaeghe. The rebound, they score, and it's Matthew Tkachuk on the doorstep, and this game is tied at two with 2:13 to play in regulation time.
Yeah, when he's not punching people in the face, he is just scoring goals. He's done a good job of that. And good on the Florida Panthers tonight, not allowing the Golden Knights to go out there and put up 5 or 7 goals. It's been absolutely ridiculous from that perspective. Now, this is where things get funny. I told you, because of that goal you just heard, they went into overtime. They're now in overtime. If the Panthers win, which they did, the series is 2-1. If the Panthers lose, they now go down 3-0. Just call it a wrap. They won. The series is 2-1. But if you took a listen to either one of the radio broadcasts, they both sound like winners. Here, let's do this. Listen to the losing team. This is the Golden Knights radio network with the final goal of the game, which made them lose. Listen to this.
Brett Howden guides it to neutral ice. Panthers back from left to right. In comes Bennett. Delays at the right point. Into the slot. A drive. Score! Carter Verhaeghe in overtime. Florida wins game three.
What? Does that sound like a guy whose team just lost? Like, why are you excited about the other team beating you?
You know they have the series in the bag, JR.
So he's going to be excited about losing?
Yeah, I mean, maybe they, you know, work, you know, what is it, like, per, what's that word for each game?
He gets paid more money each game?
Yeah.
Per hour, per game?
That's what one would think in this particular case, yes.
I've never heard somebody sound so, most people sound deflated. They sound disappointed, or at minimum, they sound pretty even. They don't give you high, they don't give you too low. They give you flat. It's like, oh, the Florida Panthers just win the game, and they beat the Golden Knights, you know, 3-2. You
give it to them. Carter Verhaeghe.
Yeah, you don't sound excited about it. You just say what happened, man. And so he sounds excited. This is the team that actually won. This is the Florida Panthers radio network. They're a little bit more excited.
Around to the far boards, Verhaeghe nearly was able to take that away, tried to nudge it out front of the net, but the Golden Knights move it forward. Now it's Bennett back in. Bennett up the near side, looks across, Verhaeghe high slide shot. He scores! Connor Verhaeghe, the overtime winner here in game three. The Panthers take it 3-2 the final.
I don't know. Certain things I just don't try to understand. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm trying to understand this right now. I just went from watching in the studio, and I gotta find the remote here in the studio to change the station or channel. I went from watching Wayne Gretzky, and now I'm looking at people on a beach. Like, what is this?
Wait, first of all, Gretzky's what? Still up after an overtime game? You know he hates those.
Yeah, I know Wayne Gretzky. He likes to get back to the private jet and go back to the 20-star hotel and call it a day. Yeah, I looked 1 second. I'm looking at Wayne Gretzky in the arena. And then 2 seconds later, now that the game is over, I'm watching HGTV's Battle on the Beach.
Yep.
on TNT.
And they're all good looking.
Oh, I didn't know that. I guess this is all part of the merger now. You know, there's so many mergers. Since when does HGTV put programming on TNT? This must be new. I don't know. Hey, Shep, you like HGTV?
I do not, and not because it's not worth watching, just because I only watch quality TV. Sorry, that's a little bit of a shot. No, I don't like it. But I will say,
what?
In the programming you are describing, these are some beautiful human beings on the beach.
Are they?
Oh, my God.
How do you say they all have clothes on?
They're not exactly covered fully in clothes. Let's be real about that.
Okay.
These are very nice people to look at. Let's just put it that way, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Oh, I haven't noticed. That wasn't my observation.
Really?
No,
that doesn't stand out to you? I'm not talking about the one side with all the people with the backwards hats. I'm talking about the other side.
No. You know, my first observation was I was looking at Wayne Gretzky, and now there's an HGTV program on following the Stanley Cup. That was my observation.
He didn't fall asleep on set, and that was a quick pivot, was it?
Oh, no, just, okay. No, he was there 1 second, and now he's gone. Hey, Shep, are you okay? Are you still dating this lady?
I am, man.
Good.
I'm
okay.
Full disclosure, you didn't ask me, but you kind of asked me, so I'll tell you this.
Go ahead.
So there's something called I know you're busy working all the time, so you don't experience this. There is something called love bombing.
Love bombing. So you love somebody and then they just disappear?
No. That's ghosting.
Yeah, right.
But love bombing is when you meet somebody. And pretty early on, you give a lot of compliments, and you almost feel like the person is saying it to you because they want you to fit a certain role in their life, not because of who you are as a person. And so it can sometimes come off as disingenuous. So I did drop the L word. I did drop the L word after 2 months of seeing
this. You said you loved this person after 2 months.
I did, man. JR, listen.
And they're still there.
Well, I'm very, very pleased to report.
They love you back.
I know you'll be proud of me, man, that she said, I've been waiting to hear you say that.
And, oh, that's so sweet.
And I happen to love you, too. And so,
And
so then I said, wait, to clarify, I don't just love you, obviously, who would not love you? I told her, I am in love with you. It would only happen to me this fast because it happens to be you. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, man, yeah. Are you writing letters and cards and stuff?
Well, JR, I mean, when you work in the industry that you and I work in, unfortunately, there's not a lot of opportunities to meet people. One, the hours that we work, and two, it's predominantly male. So I haven't had the good fortune of getting set up, you know, with someone from work. That just doesn't exist in our business, unfortunately.
Right.
So I am... Things are going really well. When you come to New York,
good.
I would love for you to meet her. You're going to make me look cooler because you're JR.
All right.
So I appreciate you asking,
good.
Man. Hey, listen, you never...
Hold on. I know you're not a fan of Teddy Pendergrass.
Yeah, I am now.
No, we went through that. You know what song I'm referring to?
Loving You Feels So Good, or So Tender, something
there
like that.
You understand it. Yeah, you know, a little bit.
Thank you.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Loving somebody, finish the rest.
Oh my God!
Come on, Shep.
I mean, I could look it up on lyrics.
No, here we
right
go.
Now, but I'd be cheating. Can
now
I
wait,
ask you
wait,
a question?
Wait, wait.
Okay, yes.
It's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Loving somebody.
Yep.
When somebody loves you back.
Yeah.
You gotta listen when we hit commercial break.
Right.
You gotta play this song, like pull it up wherever you need to pull it up. And listen to it.
Yeah.
And then you will understand. You will love this song.
So
when you hear it.
So,
go ahead.
So this is the first time in my life.
Yeah.
Because I've loved people. And I've
Me
been
too.
I know you have. And I've been
All right,
in love
watch
with,
your mouth now, but go ahead.
No, that was a compliment. That's not an insult. I wanted
you
to ask you a question.
You called JR a hoe on the radio. Good job.
No.
It's okay.
I can't speak for anyone else listening right now.
Right.
I can't speak for you, but for me.
Right.
This is the second time in my life. Where I have been in love with someone for all the right reasons, not just because
good.
It was convenient to be in love with that person. Because, you know, we tend to gravitate towards that in our society as well. We feel like we need to fulfill a certain niche, a certain role, and so we gravitate towards that. But this particular person, I am in love with because I've never quite met someone like her before.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And the fact that that person then loves me back, that's an amazing feeling. I hope everybody everybody. JR, it may be it may be over in 30 seconds. I hope everybody gets to experience that for as little or long as possible for at one point in their life. It is an incredible feeling. It's impossible to be in a bad mood. With that being said, JR, and I'm not the only one to think about this, you never reveal anything personal about your life in terms of romantically.
Yeah, why would I?
But you got so much game on and off the radio, and I just mean
in
your ability to connect and communicate, you would be a gold mine wherever you decide to go, wherever you decide to pursue. So what's the latest with you in that department?
I don't know. You basically inferred that I'm always in love. I might as well be a hoe. Yeah.
All I said was you've experienced that before, because the chances of someone like you not being in love at one point or another in your life would be next to impossible. So I was hedging my bets there.
Yeah. I've been in love.
Well, what's the deal now? Is there any lucky lady in your life? We don't know this. The audience wants to know. I'm not the only one.
No, I'm not in love now. No.
Gotcha.
I love myself. I'm like Terrell Owens.
Well,
I love me some me.
You're a little more selfless than T.O. No disrespect. I know he's your friend.
Hey, that's my guy.
I understand. JR.
That's my guy.
JR, you're
a
little
more selfless. Do we need to get him on the radio to tell? Listen,
you're a little more selfless.
You're
a little more selfless than T.O. He's one of the most talented players to ever play the wide receiver position, but he thinks about himself more than you think about yourself. But so right now, there's no lucky lady in JR's life. You don't have to tell me any specifics, but.
No, I don't love it. I love me.
Okay.
I love me. I don't got time. I don't got time right now, man. No.
Really?
No,
I don't. I don't know if I told you.
I'm here. When I'm not here, I'm doing work with Special Olympics. I mean, I do so much, man.
I do think that's when it is going to happen for you, because I wasn't expecting to meet this person. I didn't meet this person through an app. Or I didn't meet this person through online dating. It just so happened that we connected very randomly.
Oh, good.
And it was when I least expected it, because you and I are very busy people.
Right.
We work 6-7 days a week. So I do think it's actually around the corner for you, whether you realize it or not.
It might be. Who knows? I would reference Kodak Black, but I don't think you'd get that reference either.
Sorry.
He'd just be like, maybe. I hope so. Anyway, we'll see what happens. This is a hell of a transition. You ready for it, Shep?
I'm always ready for your transitions, JR.
We are now going from people loving people to people punching each other in the face. Does that fit? Is that a good transition?
I think so. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, that's sometimes, unfortunately, and I hope never, sometimes you want to punch the other person in the face. You're just not supposed to do it. But we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk up to a guy who punches people in the face for a living, and he gets paid. He's one of the best on planet Earth to do it. He's 3 welterweight titles. He's from Texas. Shout outs to Dallas. He's from DeSoto. It's my main man, Errol Spence Jr. He's going to be taking on Terrence Crawford next month. The fight was just announced. We've been waiting on the fight forever, and we are going to talk to Errol Spence Jr. about it. If you are not a fight fan, you don't have to be. Just stay tuned on the other side of this break. All about love. And then it's all about punching people in the face. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We got a big fight, a mega fight, a giant fight coming next month, July 2019, T-Mobile, Las Vegas. We're being joined right now by Errol Spence Jr., welterweight champion, getting ready to take on Terrence Bird Crawford. Errol, how you doing, man? You good?
I'm doing great, man. Can't complain. Healthy, feel good. Everything's great.
Man, people have been looking for this fight for a very, very long time. Now that we're more than a month away from it, what is your preparation looking like?
Just a lot of training, a lot of recovery, some rest, but, still getting my media stuff done and know, still be able to, you know, promote this fight so we can make it, you know, the biggest fight, you know, probably, hopefully as big as Pacquiao Floyd.
Man, well, we're going to talk more about the welterweights and you trying to get that one last belt from Bud. Errol Spence is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. That's the last welterweight belt for you to get your hands on. This fight has been a long time coming. What can fight fans and then just folks in general who aren't giant boxing fans look forward to, man? You're the bigger fighter. You've had no problem calling Crawford out as being a smaller dude. What can we expect with this fight?
I feel like people can expect, you know, this is an old school classic fight. These are fights, you know, my dad and, you know, all the people I talk to, you know, they see, you know, Fox and CBS and seen on network TV. You know, when they was kids and they was watching Ray Leonard and Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler and all these guys, watching Chavez, Pernell Whitaker, and watching all these guys, Oscar La Hoya, Trinidad, you know, just naming a few guys and watching these fights and seeing how classy fights they was and just seeing the skill set and the level and the talent that not just one fighter has, but both fighters has, so it's going to be great.
Well, listen, man, you're undefeated, 28-0. He's undefeated, 39-0. You mentioned Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao. That fight was cool, but we saw that fight a little bit later. What does it say that you guys, throughout all of this, were still able to get this fight together while y'all are still in your primes?
I feel like, you know, it's great. I feel like it was just a lot of, you know, discipline and, me want set out to I wanted to fight Terrence Crawford. Like even when he dropped out of negotiations and went off to fight the I don't know whatever the dude name was, he fought BL Prime or whatever. He fought the guy, you know, I still stood there and, you know, still waited for him to get from the fight, still go back in negotiations and, you know, basically, you know, gave him some of the stuff that he was asking for.
Errol Spence Jr. is joining us here at the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We don't always get those fights in boxing. Sometimes the politics get involved and we miss out on the big ones, or they may come later. What does that say about the sport in a general sense? You know, it's not like, you know, this is the Super Bowl. This is the best versus the best. It's not like, you know, even something like the UFC where you got a matchmaker saying, hey, you can do this or you can just hit the bricks. Does it hurt boxing that sometimes the contracts and some of these issues get in the way?
Oh, I don't think so, because, I mean, you got some guys that's like UFC is different because, you know, they just make you don't really have a choice. Like you're going to fight or you're going to sit out 5 years. So, I mean, with boxing, just more, you know, I think boxing turned into more of a business than boxing. Yeah, you know, it hurt for the fans and things like that, but for the boxers, it turned more into a business.
Errol Spence Jr. is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Great things come to those who wait. When you think about the fight stylistically, people are going to look at you to jab him to death. I heard you describe the fight as taking a look at you being Tim Duncan and then him being a little bit closer to a Kevin Garnett, a little bit more wild, a little bit more out there. What do you see taking place in the fight? Is that an accurate description as to how things are going to take place? We got fundamentals here versus a little wildness.
I mean, nah, Garnett had a little bit. Fundamentals, he's a little wild personality wise, but he has some fundamentals. I'm just saying, as a standpoint, Tim Duncan, of course, he got talent, he got to have talent to be in the NBA, but he was more using his skills, you know, using his fundamentals, you know, using his base and just, you know, just fundamentally beating a lot of guys, you know, using the backboard, doing things that a lot of guys who flashy. You know, wouldn't do. You know, he wasn't with, you know, using a whole bunch of energy. It was more, you know, conserving the energy, making it look good, but making it look easier too. You know, with more Garnett, he was more flashy. Garnett appeals more to the younger guys. Like even my dad used to watch the Spurs. all the time. And me as a kid, I just be like, Spurs, they are born. Like, I don't like watching them. Like, they born as hell. Until I got older and just realizing what Tim Duncan and Tony Parker and all them are doing in the whole system of the thing. Then you got guys like Garnett. They attract more to, you know, younger guys, you know, because he's more just flashy with it and it's easier to see. Like, man, he's dunking and talking crap and, you know, just acting, you know, acting a fool. So, you know, as you get older, you like Tim Duncan a lot. You know, you appreciate what he done in the sport. You're like, man, okay, he made it look easy, you know, so. That's what I see. I see Garnett is more flashier and Tim Duncan, he's not as flashy, but he's still effective and more effective than Garnett.
Well, Earl, you mentioned growing up in Texas and watching the Spurs. I know you got a lot of family in New York. You mentioned your dad. Correct me if I'm wrong. He's from New York. He's Jamaican, isn't he?
Yeah, he was born. He's from Jamaica. He moved to New York when he was 15.
You're gonna have a lot of New Yorkers checking this fight out, especially I know everybody back on the island where you fought before, and then also the boogie down Bronx where I'm from. Talk about the work ethic of a Jamaican, having that background from your dad. I'm very familiar, man.
We'll watch my dad work hard, man. Like I said, I didn't appreciate it really until I got older, until I got like 20 some years old, to, you know, just seeing him doing the graveyard shift at work and, you know, coming home 11 o'clock, then resting a little bit and taking me to the gym after I come home from school at 3, then going back to work at like 7 p.m. And then, you know, I just got good. So, you know, I try to reward them for, you know, their dedication, their hard work, because they put in the same dedication, hard work, you know, with me. So I try to show them and try to, you know, get them certain stuff when, you know, my fight over with, or, you know, around the clock, you know, just show them that I'm appreciative of them.
Well, listen, man, you talk about when you got good. I think you've exceeded being good. You're certainly one of the best. Earl Spence Jr. is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about this being a legacy fight against Bud. What do you want your legacy to be? There's one other welterweight belt there. You want to move up in weight. Is that just to check another box? Do you want to hang out in the next division? Or what are your thought process going to this fight and then beyond?
My thought process is basically to keep winning and to get out this game, you know, and be able to retire. And while I'm retired, still be able to do the same things that I was able to do when I was still fighting.
Earl Spence Jr. is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. You mentioned your car accident from a few years ago. We know about your eye injury. Have those things really changed your perspective just as a boxer or in life in general?
In life in general, you know, because before the car accident, I felt like I was indestructible. You know, I feel like nothing go wrong, nothing happened. Like, you know, I'm on top of the world. And I just felt like I was veering off the tracks, so to say. I was veering off the tracks. And, you know, God, you know, hey, tapped me on my shoulders. Like, hey, man, get back on the right tracks, man. You doing it. You really forgot what you're doing it for. And all that, Shally, you know, I always say I'm doing it for them, you know, my family, my mother, my father, make sure, you know, they live a good life. They don't have to work if they don't want to. And, you know, doing this for my kids and make sure, you know, they have, you know, the best life.
Well, listen, Arrow, you're going to have the biggest fight of your career next month, July 29th against Crawford. To kind of start to wrap things up, what don't people see about Bud and why is this fight gonna be interesting? When you watch him, it's from a different eye and a different perspective. What have you noticed that I wouldn't notice with somebody else?
I feel like with him, you get what you see. I mean, he's a mean fighter, he's a gritty fighter, he's a guy that comes to fight. He's very talented. You know, he got some skills too, but he's very talented and he's just a mean fighter.
Well, listen, We're going to see two of the best welterweights in the world. Give us the details so we can all check out the fight on July 29th.
Ah, man, this is a legacy fight. I feel like this is bigger than Pacquiao Mayweather. Just on the point, you got two guys in their prime, two guys who, you know, they're not as old as they were. So we're going to put on a great show, great performance. You know, both have mean streaks. He's a mean fighter. I'm a mean fighter. I'm gritty. He's gritty. You know, we both coming to fight. We both going to put on a great show. We both looking to top each other because everybody's going to watch this fight. I feel like this is the fight that's going to bring, you know, boxing back to the forefront of combat sports, you know, sports in general. I feel like the who's going to watch this fight and just be like, especially the older guys, they're going to watch them and be like, man, this is my meal right now in Tommy Hearns. Man, this is my middle of an 80s fight. This is like an Ali fight or something. Like, I feel like he's going to have that type of electricity and that type of energy. This fight is going to be action-packed from the first bell.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Errol Spence Jr. getting ready to take on Terrence Bud Crawford July 29th, T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. You going for one more welterweight belt, man. Congratulations and good luck to you. I'll be checking you out.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Long time coming.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, a legacy fight. You just heard it from Errol Spence Jr. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in the timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Thank you so much to welterweight champion Errol Spence Jr. for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, he gonna take on Bud Crawford. Let's see what takes place.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story. JR, you're great.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Not the first time I heard that. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to welterweight champion holding multiple belts in the welterweight division, Errol Spence Jr., for joining us last break. Has a huge fight with Terrence Bud Crawford. Goes down July 29th in Las Vegas. Much love to him. It's going to be an interesting fight. I don't want to say a contrast of styles, but it is. You know, Errol can go out there and hit you with the left. He's going to go jab. Terrence, smaller guy, doesn't mean he is the weaker guy. And so this should be a real interesting fight. It's been years in the making. It's going to be a fun one to watch. We don't get too many super, super, super fights, but I think we got one. For my fight fans, we saw Lomachenko and Devin Haney. We saw Gervonta Tank Davis and Garcia not too long ago. And so we got another good one coming up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've had a busy night. Earl Boykins. I guess a lot of Earls. We had an Earl and an Errol. Shout outs to Errol Spence. But we've obviously talked about all the events going on with Miami, related to Miami, from Messi to the Florida Panthers winning tonight over the Las Vegas Golden Knights. We talked about Dalvin Cook, soon to be no longer a member of the Minnesota Vikings. He's trying to make his way down to Miami. And then I do want to give you an update. It appears that we have a quarterback in the NFL who has yet to throw a snap, who is already looked upon as quarterback number one. That happens to be Bryce Young. We'll talk about that in a second. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. George is here from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
are you doing tonight?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing fantastic. I am that guy, that Jimmy Butler guy, but I want to start off by shouting out the Florida Panthers tonight and that incredible win. It didn't look good, but they pulled it off. And I want you to comment on all of them because I have three different other points.
Wait a minute. Hey, help us out. Narrow it down to the most important point, and let's do one.
Okay. All right. It's your show, so we'll do that. My most important point is that it's a great time to be a Miami fan. And with everything that you just mentioned with Dalvin Cook, with Lionel Messi. But my most important point is that I want to know if you're ready, based on talent, as we've been discussing for quite a few calls here, to give up on the Miami Heat. That's what I want to hear.
Are you still on? Are you still here? You still there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. I'm here.
No, help me out. Maybe I've lost a few brain cells in speaking to you. Well, first of all, did you listen to the first hour of the show?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I just came on when you were talking with the boxer.
Okay. Well, yeah, the championship boxer, Errol Spence. Here's the deal.
Yes, and all my respect to him, by the way.
The open to the show, the entire first break and segment was dedicated entirely to the Miami sports scene. And so you can hit rewind. You can hit rewind on the free. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app and go ahead and check that out. And I've been very, very clear on my thoughts with the Miami Heat and the Nuggets. I've relayed that pretty much for an entire week now, George.
Well, you've been doing it actually from the beginning of the playoffs.
No.
When you doubted them. Yeah, you did.
Well, no,
yeah,
you're asking me. Stop talking. Thank you.
Okay.
You're asking me about now. And as it relates to right now, I have talked about it for the past week. And so my thought process hasn't changed, George, okay?
Okay.
Well, thank you. Appreciate you for calling from Miami.
All right, my man.
Oh, man. Every time he calls, hey, Shep, it's starting to become depressing talking to that guy.
George, it's calling from Miami. It should be sunny and bright, right?
Oh, my God. It's like, hey, JR, you change your mind on the Heat? Like, no. Like, what do you want me to do? Yeah. Have JR, you giving up on it? I told you I didn't think they're going to win. How many different ways you want me to tell you, man? And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't think they're winning. Sheesh. Talking to that guy is worse than going to the dentist. What else? You know what? It's worse than just going to the dentist. Talking to that guy is like going to the dentist just knowing that the dentist doesn't have anesthesia. It's like going to the dentist knowing that you got 20 cavities and you're going to feel all of it. Damn. If the Miami Heat finish and lose in the series, which I think is going to happen, what is he going to call and tell me then? Well, JR, we fought hard. You didn't believe that they were going to be champions. And yeah, you were right. Then, I'm not going to hear any of that crap. 855-212-4CBS. Brian is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Brian?
JR, what's going on?
How you doing? Thank you. It sounds like I'll be able to have a decent conversation with you. What's up?
Yeah, just enjoying this muggy 90-degree weather. Mosquitoes are out. That's Houston, though. That's Houston this time of year.
Yeah, you could be breathing wildfire air, so consider
That's
yourself
true.
Lucky.
That's true. We gotta be thankful for what we do have.
Yes.
I had about 10 points I wanted to make, joking.
The
pause, and JR, you're good on your brain cells, man. You're good. We all paused with you right there.
Yeah. Hey, look, man, I try my best. I try.
I know you do. I wanted to just kind of listen in the local Sports 610 down here today, and it's becoming more and more clear. D'Amico is one of my favorite all-time players. I mean, great linebacker, great leadership skills. The problem is you know, he's a defensive guy at heart. That's where his mind is. And I'm starting to wonder, I like what Carolina's done. They're not playing any games. Hey, look, this is our starter. Bryce Young's the guy. And I'm trying to figure out, while we're playing games, because we've all seen Davis Mills play. And the problem here is you're setting Stroud up for a difficult route. I mean, the journey is going to be tough. You know, here's a rookie. He's going to be the starter. The problem here is I'm looking at the roster, and Dallas Schultz is looking like he's our best receiver, our primary target here. And I know that, you know, there's been bad blood with Bill O'Brien and DeAndre Hopkins, but that's the past. O'Brien, you know, basically ruined our franchise. But
why?
You know, go ahead.
Are you going to say Hopkins' return? Why would he want to?
I understand. I know he's got connections here. The people love him here. I know he's got that bad blood there, but I think that was with former ownership. I don't necessarily want to say that was, you know, the previous owner, the McNair Sr., there were some racial undertones that kind of stepped back with Andre Johnson.
Yeah, I remember.
And
that,
so
yeah.
My fear is that here's this guy. It reminds me of, you remember the movie Coming to America?
Oh, of course.
So they're in the barbershop. Remember Eddie Murphy's playing a little Jewish guy? And here's C.J. Stroud. Man, he's got his bowl of soup. He's ready to eat. Waiter, taste the soup. Waiter comes over to the table. Is there a problem with the soup? Waiter, please, just taste the soup. Is the soup too hot? Waiter, would you taste the soup? Is the soup too cold? Waiter, just taste the soup. All right, where's the spoon? Aha! Take care, JR.
All right. Appreciate you, Brian. Hey, look, my favorite part from Coming to America is I can't repeat it on the air. Get me fired. It involves saying good morning to people. But look, the Houston Texans are at an interesting point. Well, what else are they supposed to do? They tried to get a quarterback, and they did. They drafted one. And by the way, they're going to be running that football a whole hell of a lot. I don't think they have too much of a choice. Houston Texans going in one direction. Carolina Panthers, are they going in the same? I'm going to give you some news. I'm going to give you a news update on Bryce Young. And it's good, you know. It's nice when the young teams or the bum teams can turn the young quarterbacks to turn things around. We'll talk about it and more here on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Prepare for a righteous reckoning in the new season of the HBO original series, The Righteous Gemstones. When the spoiled gemstone children finally get their wish to take control of the church, they discover leadership is harder than they imagined and that their extravagant lifestyle comes with a heavy price. Starring Danny McBride, John Goodman, Edie Patterson, and Adam Devine, watch the all-new season of The Righteous Gemstones, streaming June 18th on Max. Subscription required. Visit max.com for details.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.